Vermont is among a number of states that have received word from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that they are compliant with regulations and have appropriately outlined timelines that will allow them to have a health exchange running by October 1st. Vermont Health Benefit Exchange Deputy Commissioner Lindsay Tucker says the approval is critical to building the state's exchange, the platform for the state's universal health care system.
We have done an immense amount of work to date, but we also have much to do. There's the building of the exchange, from finalizing our call center to our navigator program to the actual IT. What is really exciting is that we now have our contractor on board, and we have a product that we are able to demo to folks so that people can begin to see what the exchange will actually look like in October.
Vermont Medical Society Executive Vice President Paul Harrington says gaining the conditional approval is crucial for healthcare reform efforts.
It's important to note that the approval by the federal government was conditional. Two things have to be done by Vermont to get final approval. One is to make sure the information technology systems are in place by next February, or the state has to have an alternative plan. And then, because the exchange has to be financially sustainable beginning in 2015, the legislature will have to pass a bill determining how to fund the operations of the exchange. But this federal decision was a key step in moving forward here in Vermont.
The Green Mountain Care Board is an independent body created by the legislature to contain costs as the state reforms its health care system. Member Con Hogan agrees that the federal approval is an essential step towards exchanges.
Already in Vermont, our board, with a lot of work on the part of the administration, and we're separate from the administration, has decided that they want a total of 9 plans on the exchange, instead of 120 plans that have been out there. And the way it's being organized is that people can ask for a specific one of those 9 programs and then comparative price. You can't do that today in the open market. That's a big step.
The Vermont Medical Society's Paul Harrington notes that having the exchange will mean virtually all patients will have insurance.
That will eliminate a lot of the difficulty in providing care for individuals who don't have insurance, don't have the ability to pay for the care. Certainly they're currently getting the care, but it has to be cross-subsidized by other people who have insurance. So this will make the system a lot more rational, because everybody in Vermont beginning in 2014 should have health insurance coverage either through their employer, through the exchange, or through Medicare or Medicaid.
Insurance companies must soon submit bids for what kinds of products they want to offer through the exchange and at what prices. Vermont ranks 3rd in an Associated Press analysis of data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in funding for setting up the new regulated healthcare exchanges. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.